You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
I'm here at SRAcon 2018, and I'm now with Scott McGurty, who's just done a brilliant talk about visualisation on a budget. So first of all, I want to ask you, why do you think radio visualisation is a new sort of important medium, and why should production teams and presenters be thinking about it?
I think one of the really important things to think about is the future of radio is people who are currently young, and everybody that is born from this day forward are going to be engaged with screens from a very early age. So at the moment, we kind of refer to in radio as it's the 15 to 25 year old audience that needs some visualization, but actually to be thinking long term about it and to keep radio alive, we need to make sure that we're actually forward planning about today's 15 to 25 year olds whenever they're like the 35 to 45 year olds or the 45 to 55 year olds. But we need to keep it all together, but there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that you can't, if done smartly and done correctly, you can use to engage people and give that extra bit of personality to your show. And it just gives you that like a little bit more fun. It just really helps your brand if it's done right.
So do you think that people should sort of sway their content towards it being visualized, to do something on the radio for the visuals as well?
It's, in my personal opinion, the speaker is the most important thing.
Okay.
And in my experience, what we do is we find a lot of people that have a really good visual idea. And especially in student radio, the easy thing to do is to run with it sometimes and completely alienate your like on-air and your radio audience.
Okay.
It needs to be something that just so happens to be good visually as well, but it needs to be some really great radio content. It can be something completely separate. So I know like on Spark where I am, we have a lot of people that do shows where actually they do some Facebook Lives on purpose pre-show because they want to use that to engage the audience and get some information out of them. And what it does is it links them up with callers for their talk show later that night. So using it that way can be smart, where it's not specifically for that radio show, but it's for the wider brand and longevity of your show as well.
So if a student wanted to visualise a show, say, next week, how would they quickly be able to put that together, and what is the best way to put together a visualisation?
Some of the best ways are, if you're going to do an interview with somebody, you can just do it on Facebook Live, but please get some sort of a microphone concoction into your phone, whether that's buying an iRig mic or using the iRig 2 or XLR iRig, where you can plug a microphone straight in. Please don't use your phone speakers unless you have no other choice. But as well as that, if you're doing it in a studio environment, blag some cheap webcams, preferably HD, off eBay, which you can get for about a fiver, and download OBS, which is free, because that will be your best friend and it gives you loads of versatility.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.